Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
And for this holiday getaway, let's get your forecast. Here's meteorologist Heather Zare.
Though there is going to be a shower or two around through this afternoon and evening, much of our travel day ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday is going to be dry and pretty warm for this time of year. We'll have highs in the low 60s across the area, but then a front rolls through the area overnight. That's going to wind down the showers, but colder air comes back in and it's going to get windy. That's going to give us a blustery Thanksgiving day. AccuWeather real feels are only going to be in the low to mid 30s, so bundle up if you're headed to the parade. Wind gusts of 30 to 35 miles per hour may affect the balloons as well. Shoppers on Friday, still a cold wind. There can be a few flurries as well. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And people, as we know, are already on the roads. Our Darius Radzia seeing how things are going on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Patience is already being tested on the road, especially for parents like David from Connecticut.
Well, the iPads are going on soon, so it'll be better.
For Patrick Benito from Providence, he says his trip's been smooth so far, maybe too smooth for some in his car. Well,
our daughter just threw up in the car about 9 minutes ago, so we had to stop here.
Forget the highway. Jeff says the real race will be with his family at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
They take more than what they're supposed to. They take more food.
From traffic jams to family jams, still many here say that they're thankful for it all. Darius Radzi's 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at the Vince Lombardi Travel Plaza.
And for those of you staying in the city today, you can go see a beloved holiday tradition. The balloons for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade are being inflated on the Upper West Side.
Inflation Eve has become almost as popular as the parade itself.
The goal for it is just to make sure that when you see it at a moment's notice, you know it, you feel it, you love it. It gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling, and I think this year, we're going to surprise and put a lot of smiles on a lot of folks' faces.
Parade Executive Director Will Koss says newcomers to the balloon family include Shrek, Mario, Pac-Man, and Buzz Lightyear. SpongeBob is back, and so is Spider-Man and the Pillsbury Doughboy. And you can see all of these balloons come to life on the street bordering the Museum of Natural History until 6 o'clock tonight. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
A man is fighting for his life after he was stabbed multiple times this morning in the Bronx. And the Taxi Drivers Union says the man is one of their drivers. It happened around 2:30 in the morning at Randall Avenue and White Plains Road. Police found the 39-year-old unconscious with stab wounds all over his body. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. He's now undergoing emergency surgery. The union says the driver was 39-year-old Osei Kusi. They expect to hold a press conference this afternoon and announce a $5,000 reward. A Long Island teenager will reunite today with the doctors on Long Island who helped save his life.
It was basketball tryouts day at Locust Valley High School, but soon 911 needed to be called after authorities say 17-year-old Francesco Aloca collapsed. His heart stopped. He was in cardiac arrest. School officials immediately began CPR, and the teenager will be reunited with the doctors at Glen Cove Hospital who cared for him. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, we already know it's a big travel weekend with lots of people on the road. So if you're driving on Long Island, a heads up that Suffolk County will be stepping up patrols both on foot and on the roads. The town of Huntington also says it'll be ramping up its campaign against drunk and distracted driving for the holiday weekend. Huntington Town Supervisor Ed Smith said everyone should be practicing safe habits while driving this holiday season.
We urge everyone to please not drink and drive. Please stay focused when you are driving. Put the phone in the back seat if you have to. And if you are a passenger, please help the driver by not letting them get distracted. Encourage them to forget about the text and the phone and the radio and opening a pack of gum or getting a cup of coffee opened.
And Suffolk County's executive also announcing that because it's such a big shopping weekend, police patrols will be increased at malls and shopping centers as the holiday season begins. The accused killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO is due back in court on Monday. Pre-trial hearings are set to take place in the New York State case against Luigi Mangione. The 27-year-old is accused of shooting CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan last December. He's also facing a federal trial in which he could face the death penalty. He's due back in court for that matter on January 9th. Mangione has pleaded not guilty in both cases to the state and federal charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.